Hi, this is Pastor David Crank. Thank you so much for downloading the Faith Church podcast. I really love spending time with you, encouraging you, trying to inspire you the best way I can. Also, make sure you subscribe to this podcast, and every week you'll get a fresh one. A new message will be sent to your phone or your computer. Are you ready? I'm excited about today's talk. Let's get going.
We obviously have been in a series talking about the land of Goshen, of the land of light, land of promise. We're talking about the kingdom of God versus the kingdom of the world. So you might have been maybe listening right now around the world from the United Kingdom. I told you last week I took my little grandson for the first time to the magical kingdom where my money magically disappeared. And then, of course, you've got all these kingdoms and governments, and we have here this kingdom in the United States of America. It runs and operates by its so-called rules and laws. But it's very important that we translate ourselves into the kingdom of his dear son. In other words, you know there's a difference between this side of the fence and that side of the fence. And you can get real brave when you're back over in here fenced in and encapsulated. In other words, you know that dog. How many of you ever seen a dog like, was going to get you, but there was a fence between you and them, and you're like, yeah. Come on, raise your hand if you've ever done that. But then have you ever thought, my gosh, I think that dog could jump the fence. And you took a walk, right? That's wisdom. The Bible said there's length of days in wisdom. So the enemy is trying to divide the United States of America, and is doing a terrific job. I mean, it's just pretty phenomenal what a great job he's doing. And so we got to hand it to him there. He's good at that. The Bible says that the enemy is a deceiver. It says that he is the father of lies. People are like, that's not very nice to say about somebody. You know, I mean, we're talking about the devil. Come on, somebody ought to help you right now. And unless you, if you're not hitting the devil head on, it means you're walking with him, homie. Come on, say amen to this right now. So let's talk about today, this weekend, about translating into the kingdom. But before I do it, I want to go to Acts chapter, kind of like a disclaimer, chapter 18. And it says, one night the Lord spoke to Paul. How many of y'all believe God speaks to men and women? He spoke to Paul in a supernatural vision and said, don't ever be afraid. Speak the word that I give you. Don't be intimidated, because I am with you. No one will be able to hurt you, for there are many in the city whom I call my own. For the next year and a half, Paul stayed in Corinth, faithfully teaching the word of God. Everybody shout that with me. Faithfully teaching the word of God. All Florida locations, shout it. What? Faithfully teaching the word. The word of God. So now, one more scripture before we go. This is setting you up so you don't try to stone me by the end of this sermon. Come on, Florida, ought to say amen. St. Louis is quiet this weekend. Acts chapter 20, verse 28. So guard your hearts, be true shepherds, this is talking to preachers, over the flock and feed them well. Remember, it was the Holy Spirit who appointed you to guard, oversee the churches that belong to Jesus, the anointed one, which he purchased and established with his own blood. I know that after I leave, imposters who have no loyalty to the flock will come in like savage wolves. Even some of them in your very own ranks, in the church, will rise up twisting truths, seducing people into following them instead of following Jesus. And this is the first part of the next verse says, so be alert. Everybody shout, so be alert. Come on, shout it again. So be alert. Be alert. Because the enemy is trying to brainwash people, even in the church, to get us in what I would call a false religion. Going into their own ideas, concepts. And here's what I think. I think a lot of things. Jacked up, messed up, depending on how jacked up I am at the end of the day. Friday night, we went out for Austin's birthday in Miami, and we're driving down the road, and there was a really cool, they were doing like some kind of, it was a public street, and they had like a garage door that opened, it's kind of hard to describe, and it was up high, and they were like doing like this play, and we didn't want to block anything, but we just stopped, and there was a couple of people looking at it, and we rolled down our window because we're going to take an Instagram of it, because how many of y'all know you got to Instagram everything? And the guy said, move along. Move, move, move. And I said, hey. Nicole said, hey, we're just trying to see what's going on. And he said, hey, it has nothing to do with you. Move along. Well, my flesh. Come on, anybody, I'm talking right now, just so you know. I'm holy, but I'm a little gangster. Can I get an amen right now? Huh? Why you be talking to my wife like that, kids like that? What? Trying to calm down. He just was so demeaning and so mean. And so the problem was, is we went and parked the car. Well, I let them out, like, and I went and parked the car. And I got to thinking about that guy. He wasn't but one block away. Somebody ought to help me right now. And so I just felt the devil telling me, go pay him a visit. So I did. So I went back to the street just to start trouble. I just want to let you guys know I did this. It's confession. It's good for the soul, but bad for the church. Can I get an amen? And so I just stood there on a public street, and I got the video. I might post it. And I'm just doing it. He said, hey, I told you to leave. And I said, you can't make me leave. This is a public street. He said, you got to leave. And I said, make me. Please make me. I've been wanting to slap somebody. Come on, somebody. I've been wanting to have. Oh, I want to lay hands on you right now. And I videoed the whole thing. I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm right. I'm just saying I did it. So I don't want to be painting some kind of picture that I got it all together. He's still working on me to perfect me into what someday, and I'm disappointed. I'm 51. You'd think it would get better by now. So I'm a half a hundred. I'm still like, oh, I'm with you right now. Anybody got a flesh? Raise your hand. So here's my point. Is the world that we live in, if you're not careful, your flesh will rise right back up. But the Bible said we wrestle not against flesh and blood. But sometimes I still like to wrestle. Wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. Here's what the Lord is leading me to do. God didn't lead me to do that. And I was throttled back because I didn't do what I wanted to do. I felt pretty good about what I did. That knowing what I could have done. We'll try it over here. Come on, Florida, go with me right now. Some people act so hard. They're like, ah. I woke up today. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless his name. I said, good morning, Holy Spirit. And the angels brought me angel food cake. Well, that didn't happen for me. I had Cheerios. So we live in a world that is corrupt. It's dark. And there are a lot of opinions out there, but we can't go with our opinions or go with our flesh because I just told you, my flesh is not saved. That's why the song says, looked at my hands and they look new. Looked at my feet and they did too. If you get to heaven before I do. No, when I got saved, my foot still looked the same. I got a little toe I'll show you right now. It's crazy little toe. This little toe's never touched the ground. I can sell it on eBay. It's brand new. It's just little. It doesn't do anything. I've never cut it off or anything, but it's never touched the ground. When I was a heathen, that toe looked the same. When I went to slap that guy Friday night, the toe looked the same. When I got up here to preach the gospel and started singing those songs of the Spirit, toe still looked the same. Toe never got saved. I got saved, and I'm working on my toe getting saved. Come on, give God praise today. Somebody ought to shout amen. Come on, Jeep, make some noise in Florida. Hey! Just look at your neighbor and say, God's still working on me. Exodus chapter 9, let's read our golden text real quick. It says, verse 4, and the Lord will make a difference, everybody shout, a difference between the livestock of Egypt and the livestock of Israel. Shout it again, there is a difference. We know there is a difference. We know one less is in chapter 9, Exodus 9, for those people that haven't been to church in a while, verse 26, it says, only in the land of Goshen, where the children of the Lord are, there was no hail there because they were in the land of Goshen or the land of promise. Now, for our text today, this weekend, I want to go to Exodus 14. Exodus 14, if you're familiar with the Bible, it's talking about the people of the world and this evil king called Pharaoh who was out to get the people of God. And there was a difference between this side of the fence and this side of the fence. We know there's frogs and lice over here. There's no frogs over here. There's hail and all kinds of problems on this side, and there's nothing on this side. Here's what you have to hear me yelling. Over the next 5 years, God spoke to me, there was going to be grace and favor for the people of God that are wise virgins, and there was going to be terrorism, terror, pain, hardship for the unwise virgins. And it was revealed to me prophetically that it wasn't just like the world. You know they're in trouble. It was people of the so-called church. And that's why I read the verses earlier. Where the Bible says that I am today here, you know, in Royal Palm or whatever campus you're at, or, you know, the back at, you know, the high school again. It's like, why would you go launch back into that area? It's a lot of work. We're there because the Bible said that the local church is the heartbeat of God and the gates of hell would not prevail against the church. Come on, give God praise today. That's why we start church. That's why we have church. But the enemy is trying to shut down the people of God. And we read it here. They're going to escape through the Red Sea. Verse 15 says, then the Lord said to Moses, why are you crying out to me? Tell the people to get moving. Pick up your staff. And I could preach there for a good while. Pick up your staff and raise your hand over the sea. Divide the water so the Israelites can walk through the middle of the sea on dry ground. And I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they will charge in after the Israelites, and my great glory will be displayed through Pharaoh and his chief troops and chariots. And when the glory is displayed through all of them in Egypt, you will see the glory and know that I am the Lord. Then the angel of God, who had been leading the people of Israel, moved to the rear of the camp, and the pillar of cloud also moved from the front to the rear, repositioning. Everybody shout repositioning. Right now, prophetically, everybody at all campuses must understand, I operate, and I don't make this announcement much at all, but I operate in an apostolic anointing. Apostolic means sent one. An apostle operates in the fivefold ministry gifts. Teachers just teach, pastors just pastors, preachers just preach. Prophets just prophesy and see the prophetic. But the apostle operates in, right now I'm teaching you. Throughout that, you heard a while ago, I was preaching and yelling to you. Then I'm an evangelist because we buy more television time in Palm Beach County and St. Louis County than anybody else there, and globally around the world. And then the prophetic, I see things in the spirit, and then that apostolic gifting. So, right, you got to kind of understand the hats that I've got on. Sometimes it's not just the pastor's hat. I'm prophesying to also a lot of preachers. That preachers must understand in this day and hour, and I'm not a guy who likes poking the bear or hurting preachers, but if we all don't hang together, we're all going to hang separately because there is a devil loose. Somebody ought to give God praise today. And the devil wants to shut down God's people. So now you got to picture this. God's people are being led to the Red Sea. How many of y'all have seen movies and stuff like that about it, right? So they get chased down to the Red Sea, and the way that God would lead them, now we know the Holy Spirit's on the inside of us. But back in the day, before Jesus died, the Holy Spirit was not sent to the earth realm, so they followed a cloud by day and a fire by night. So to follow the cloud got to be in front of you. But now, as this end of their age, the end of the devil attacking them, drew really close, now the angel of the Lord repositioned himself behind the people of God. We also know this, could preach a while in Ephesians 6. It says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We just said that. And it goes through the armor of God. We know this. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Have the breastplate of righteousness on. Have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. God gave us in Ephesians 6 all this armor. We're going to talk about that next week. And this armor gives us the ability to march forward in the direction of the Holy Spirit. But there's nothing for our rear guard. Because we're never supposed to be on the run. We're actually supposed to be making kingdom advancements. But in this case, the devil was behind them. And so the cloud said, we're going to get behind them. The angel said, we're going to get behind them. But you, the people of God, keep marching to the other side, even though the enemy is chasing you. Y'all tracking me right now. This is revelation. So there was a repositioning. Everybody shout a repositioning. So I suggest to you right now that God is repositioning the church in a different era. And where all of my preacher friends who I dearly love, I know how to build a big church, and this isn't it. I've built a big church. I know what to say, what button to push, what lever to pull, how much fog, haze, light, LED, coolness jokes. I got that rhythm figured out. But now we have to reposition because free speech is not free. It's going to cost you something. And you've got to get up before you get thrown down and stand up and say to socialism media, we will preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And our hope was never in a man. Our hope was never in a government. What are we going to do now? We're going to do the same thing we've been doing for 2,000 years, proclaiming the name of Jesus from coast to coast, from sea to shining sea. I'm talking about repositioning. Give God praise today. Come on, Florida. Hey! God's about to reposition you. He's standing behind you. Now, for those people that think for a second, I got to pause here. Think, I don't think it's a big deal. Our friends, we're on television in Uganda, Africa. In fact, one of the prime ministers of Uganda, his daughter goes to our church at our city. And we're on television there. And the government is getting ready to go into elections in Uganda. And they just silenced Twitter in Uganda because they saw the corruption of social media and they said, we'll silence you. And Twitter went nuts and said, we believe in free speech. Oh, yeah, I bet you do. I can tell right now, I feel that pushback that I get. I want to read something to you. This is good. You got to have this right here because it's a retraining. I don't expect you to understand this. First, they came for socialists, and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out because I wasn't a trade unionist. By the way, this is hanging up at the Holocaust Museum. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I wasn't a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. Let that be a lesson to you. We have to not start trouble. I don't like starting, you know, spiritual fights. But we are in a war, and for far too long, people thought, Jesus is coming back, and we won't suffer tribulation, because before the Lord comes back, we are going to meet him in the air. No, you got that wrong. We are going to meet him in the air, but we are going to have to go through hard times, hard to deal with, but we don't have to go through as the world goes through. We go through on this side of the fence, he that maketh me lie down in green pastures. He restoreth my soul and leadeth me in the path of righteousness by his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll take a look at myself and realize ain't nothing left. Y'all with me right now? I'm here to tell you it's not a time to play church. You can't play church anymore. You're going to have to roll up your sleeves and say, hey, you know what? I'm going to go to church because they said I can't. I'm going to post about Jesus because they say I can't. And for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. This is not a Democrat thing. This isn't a Republic thing. This is a blood thing. Jesus is a mighty warrior. Give him praise today. Come on, I'll give you 10 seconds of praise. You can't shut me up. I'll come back and visit you. Verse 20 says, the cloud settles in the darkness fell. The cloud came and the darkness fell, and the cloud turned to fire, lighting up the night. But the Egyptians and the Israelites did not approach each other all night. Notice this is divine dissension. God is separating. Verse 21 says, then Moses raised his hand over the sea, and the Lord opened a path. Reminds me of the song, oh, the path, David said, oh, the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn. It shines brighter and brighter. Everybody shout, a path. A path through, the Lord arrested me there. I got to go back. A path. Here's what you also got to remember. I hear a lot of people saying, I want to save my money because it's going to be bad for the next 4 years. I better hide in a hole and get ready. No, Jesus said he's coming back after a glorious church, so you'll be on the right path. Expect good deals, unusual opportunities, supernatural breaks, uncommon favor, blessed coming in, blessed going out. Only with your eyes will you see the reward of the wicked. Give God praise today. Everybody shout, I got a path. I got a path. Through the water, God raised up his hand. Moses raised up his hand over the path, and through the water, with a strong wind, the wind blew all night. All night long, all night. That's where Lionel got the song. All night long. God had a big fan blowing and dried it up while they were sleeping, because God did not want the people of God walking through and get their Louis Vuittons dirty. Come on, somebody. You see, you can't go through in those Jordans and get them muddy. Somebody play with me just a minute. The wind blew all that night, turning the seabed into a dry land. So the people of Israel walked through the middle of the sea on dry ground with walls of water on both sides of them. Picture this right now. They wake up, the lights come back on, and they go, oh my gosh, the devil has been chasing us, but God built these big flood walls, and now we're walking through on dry land. By the way, I want you guys to understand, because you see a lot of movies, this is not fictional. This isn't the Three Little Pigs. This isn't Dr. Seuss. This is documented historical facts that the people of God walk through on dry land. And here's the kicker. That same God that took pleasure that day and said, I want to use a man named Mo. And Mo's going to prophesy the divine destiny and direction of the people of God. And then the angels are going to run up behind them. And then the cloud's going to run up behind them and basically fog in the enemy so they can't get a shot at them. And then they're going to walk through going, I went to the enemy's camp and I took back what it stole from me. I said I took back. Okay, that's good. They were singing, having a good time. Some of them were singing all night long. And God dried the seabed out. And it says, so the people of Israel walked through the middle of a pandemic. They walked through the middle of a trial. They walked through the middle of political devastation. They walked through the middle of whatever in the world is going on. I know there's a lot of stuff, and you know there's a lot of stuff, but I'm not here to preach about the stuff. That'll separate us. I'm here to talk about the man with the plan. You can't lose with the stuff we use. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah to this right now. We're going to walk through adversity, and ain't no devil in hell gonna stop it. You can still start the business. You can still have the dream. You can still get the debt canceled. You can still receive the healing virtue from God, because you're not on that side. You're on the Lord's side, and he cannot fail. Give God praise today. Come on, Florida. RPC. Let's fall. Make some noise. Shout, I'm walking through. You've been repositioned. That's what I'm doing right now. Verse 23, it says, the Egyptians and all of Pharaoh's horses and chariots, not some of them, all of them, chased them, the people of God, to the middle of the sea. But just before dawn, the Lord looked down at the Egyptian army and the pillar of fire and cloud, and he threw their forces into total confusion. Verse 25, and he twisted their chariot wheels, making the chariots difficult to drive. Now they're chasing the people of God, and their wheels get twisted. Their alignment is messed up. I'm telling you that the people of the world who think that the church is on the run, to think that men of God are scared, you got it twisted. Maybe something. It's getting quiet in St. Louis. I hope Florida's with me right now. It's not a time to be quiet. It's a time to raise up and say, hey, don't get it twisted, devil. I'm coming through bold, courageous, strong. I'm well at. Go back and tell that guy. Don't you ever talk to me like that again in front of my family. I'll hurt you, sissy. You ain't even ready for a real man. Bunch of little girly men running around. Gonna make some people mad today. I ain't got no confusion about what I am. I can tell the difference between a woman and a man. I can tell it in the way they walk and the way they talk. Yes, I can. The chariot wheels make their chariots difficult to drive. And then all of of a sudden the devil said, let's get up out of here. Look at that. It said, the politicians got confused. It became difficult for them to drive the American people and people around the globe into a suppression of a one world order. That's exactly what's happening. You're just spiritually illiterate if you don't know that. The Bible said in the last days there would be a hostile one world order. But he said that he would be coming back, but we would see these things coming. But there's a day coming that their chariots will get difficult to drive. So then the enemy says, let's get up out of here, away from these Israelites. We can't handle the people of God. Seems like everything their hand touches turns to good. Seems like every time we try to kick them down, they get back up. They're kind of like a bad Michael Jackson video coming back. It's like, oh, they're back again. Just when the devil thought depression was going to kill you, you got back up. Just when he thought stage four was going to kill you, you got back up. Just when you got discouraged and you laid in a pillow all night long, soaked the pillow, didn't sleep a wink, but then at 8 o'clock you got back up and said, wait, praise late. Oh, yeah, he's slain me, yet will I trust him. I got to get back out of this side and over into this side. Give God praise today. The world's in trouble. You're not in trouble. He said, let's get up out of here. Away from these crazy faith church people. They're crazy. You don't want to fight a crazy person. Everybody shout, they're crazy. Shout it again. They're crazy. Now it says, let's get out of here. Away from these Israelites. The Egyptians shouted, the Lord is fighting against them. Who's fighting against the problem? There's a song we sing. God is fighting for us, pushing back the darkness, lighting up the kingdom that cannot be shaken. In the name of Jesus, enemies defeated. We will shout it out, shout it out.
I can tell who's new here. They're like,
Roxanne. Y-M-C-A. You'll catch on. The Lord is fighting for us. Everybody shout, the Lord. Shout it again, the Lord is fighting for us.
On the other side, the Lord said to Moses, raise your hand over the sea, then the waters will rush back. That went off in my spirit when I was studying about this. The waters will rush back and cover the enemy and their chariots and chargers. So the sun began to rise, and Moses raised his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the water to rush back into its usual place. Its usual place. Everybody shout that with me. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and in the morning it appeared and it returned to its full depth. Somebody messed up. Every time I preach a sermon, I need it to be in the exact translation I gave it to you in. It's clearly not. In the Bible, that was the right one that we were supposed to be using. By the way, for people that are confused, there's the King Jimmy version, which is the original Elizabethan English, but sometimes that's hard to understand for people. So oftentimes I go with different translations to make it a little more understandable for people. Anybody understand that right there? For those Pentecostal people, it's like, there's only one true living Bible. You're right. Moses raised his hand over the sea, and the water rushed back into its usual place. The Egyptians tried to escape, but the Lord swept them into the sea, into its usual place. When I was studying this, and again, that's why I like the actual version that I'm studying out of, because God will actually lead me through the word through different translations. When I bought the Wellness Spring campus and I was thinking about buying a church in Florida, the Lord just led me through this particular Bible, and I opened it up and said, and if the tree falls to the north, there it shall be. And I picked up another translation 2 days later, and it said, if the tree falls to the south, there it shall be. But when I saw it and the Lord said, here's the word, it was to the north, and that's why I bought Weldon Springs. So the Holy Spirit of God is so real. He's got you covered in every situation of your life. And he's speaking through me, through this church, and giving you illumination. Anybody ever felt like God was leading you, even through maybe a secular music? You're like, oh my gosh, I think that's a song. That song might be a confirmation. Or you saw a number like, I see 1111 all the time. Anybody know what I'm talking about right now? Something weird. And you think, I'm crazy and I lost my mind. You are. You have lost your mind, but you traded it in for the mind of Christ. And now your mind has been renewed. Give God praise. Come on, Florida. So here's what I heard the Lord say. He said, the water went back to its usual place. And he said, the world is going to go back to its usual place of division, depression, depravity. But he said, tell the people of God, on this side of the fence, it's going to be not usual, it's going to be unusual. Unusual deals, unusual healings, unusual miracles, unusual marriages, unusual money, unusual manifestation. How's that for alliteration right now? It's about to get unused. Come on, somebody. It's unusual for you to be suppressed, beat down, shut up, and then God shows up. It's unusual. 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 Look at your neighbor and say, you're unusually good looking. Come on, even if you're lying, you're calling things be not as though they were, believing they would become. Okay, we're almost done. Exodus 14, 29 says, it covered the chariots and the chariots and the entire army of Pharaoh and all the Egyptians who chased the Israelites into the sea. Not a single one of their enemies survived. But the people of Israel had walked through the middle of the sea on dry ground, and the water stood up like a wall on both sides. That is how, I love that, that is how the Lord rescued his people. That is how the Lord rescued his people. He unleashed a manifestation, an unusual thing. It's unusual for water to part, stand up, and you go walking through. Like, oh, what? And then while the enemy was chasing them, they couldn't figure out while they were running, because God told them to run. They're like, it's dry, Bob. It is, Margaret. What? Look at this. And this cool breeze coming from the misters. What? They kept looking. Why aren't we getting shot? I don't know. Keep running. I can hear them back there. They're advancing on us. Why aren't we getting shot? They can't see us. Why? It's sunny. How can they not? It's a bright, sunshiny day. That's why they wrote the song. And they're running. But back here, they didn't know that God had taken that big old cloud and fogged them over. So they're shooting, but they're shooting in the dark. They're shooting. Somebody ought to help me. So the fiery darts of the wicked one will miss. Somebody ought to shout amen. It's going to miss you. Socialism's going to miss you. Marxism's going to miss you. Defeat is going to miss you.
Lord, I hope you're clapping, because St. Louis, that's cute. I'll be back. It's 19 degrees here. I'm coming home.
Somebody ought to say amen. Last page, verse 20 says, so Miriam and the prophet of Aaron's sister took a tambourine. You having some church and you got a tambourine. Don't bring it up in here, because not everybody knows how to play the tambourine. But if the tambourine is played by the right person, it can be good. But if it's played by the wrong person, it's no good. But they brought in the tambourine, and she led the women, and they played the tambourines, and they sang this song. I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and the rider thrown into the sea. Bum, 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 bum. I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. Horse and the rider thrown into the sea. It's what it says in the verse. Oh, the Lord, my God, my strength, my song has now become my victory. Bum, 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 bum. I will sing unto the Lord. Now, why are they singing? They got to the other side, and they realized that everybody had been taunting them. The thousands upon thousands of people who had been defeating them and shutting them up and shutting them down and making fun of them and killing their babies. They looked back and all the enemies of God were gone, and now they were over in a dry season and all the enemies were defeated underneath the flood. And they said, break out the tambourines. I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and the rider thrown into the sea. Ba, 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 ba. I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. Horse and the rider thrown into the sea. And they're just praising God. Are they really dead? They're really dead. Are we never going to see him again? Never. The Lord, my God, my strength, my song has now become. Am I ever going to see the cancer again? No. When God had David kill Goliath, when everybody was totally freaked out about this one person who had been hailing insults to them and their mother and their father and everybody forever, God had anointed a man of God. He anointed a guy by the name of David, and he picked up five smooth stones, which represented the fivefold ministry gifts. And when he picked them up, he said, today I will feed your flesh, your uncircumcised, non-covenant, non-God-fearing flesh to the fowls of the air. Well, he talks like a meanie. Well, the meanie was talking mean and checking off the people of God. But then God anoints certain people with a bold voice to say, I'm telling you, you're not going to talk about us like that anymore. And he released his faith. And like a heat-seeking missile now, this rock flies, hits Goliath dead center of his head, and he falls face forward so that the people of God would never have to face that guy again. And I prophesy to you that the enemies of God are about to fall face forward. And all the enemies that have come against you are the enemy of God. And you're never going to have to face them in 2021. I prophesy you're going to look back at the end of 2021 and you're going to spell it 20 W-O-N. Come on, somebody. Give God praise today. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Come on, West Paul. Give him praise. We won. Hey. So be bold. Take risks. Live your life. Go on trips. Say what you mean. Mean what you say. Express gratitude. Forgive. Understand you have the power to not just succeed, but you have the greater one on the inside of you that can allow you to skip down the street when the enemy is after you. In fact, you can be so bold when the enemy punks you, you say, after I drop my family off, I'm coming back for you. Come on, somebody shout amen today. Don't allow the devil to mask you up, lock you up, stop you up, or block you up. Take your life back now. Take it back, take it back, take it back, take it back. God, I'm almost done. I'm 7 minutes and 7 seconds over my allotted time. God has repositioned you. And you have been listening to liberal media. I'll lose people right here, so I've got my back lacerated. Saying the words liberal media. All forms of social media. And the medium of socialism media. And they have so brainwashed the people that just for yourself, think for yourself. How everybody be saying the same thing? Same language, same way. Y'all ought to be smarter than this. I'm not asking you to believe me. I'm asking you to get on. You can't get on Google because they own that too. You got to get on like DuckDuckGo and other forms of searches so you can find out that there are alternate real news out there to help you be informed to make your own decision. Getting quiet here today because some people are smart and some people think they're smart, but you can be so smart, you're stupid. You'd be like the little frog. They just heat it up real slow. Real slow. Frog like, feel like a hot tub. It's so cold outside. Government gonna take care of me. They gonna send me my check. Not if you don't get your shot, we won't. It's not mandated. You don't have to get it. But if you're gonna shop in our stores, if you're gonna fly our planes, if you're gonna ride our bus, this is what's going to get me thrown in jail, by the way, and off all forms of socialism media. And that's why I want you to make sure that you download the app. So if you ever want to see me again, you better download the app. Because my time is limited because I'm mouthy. But I don't want you guys to just live confined. There were some boys called Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego who were thrown. Come on, somebody ought to help me right now. And they were thrown. They said, God got to deliver us. God's gonna, and then they got thrown in, and he said, I thought God was gonna deliver us. And that's when they wrote the song, There's Another in the Fire. That's also where they wrote Nellie from St. Louis. It's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes. And then all of a sudden, God showed up, not before the fire, but he showed up in the fire. And he goes, ho! And all of a sudden now the things that used to control them, pornography, addiction, opioids, drugs, depression, it started burning off and they said, oh, take the shackles off my feet so I can dance. I just want to praise him. Yeah. And so the evil one said, I thought we threw three in, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He said, we did. He said, why is a four in there? He said, oh, that one looks like the Son of God. And God was like, somebody ought to shout amen. Every fire I've ever been in, God has been with me. I'm telling you, allow the fire of God to get in you, and it'll make the devil mad. Come on, give God praise. Give God praise. He's repositioning you. I said he's repositioning you. He's... Hey! Stand up with me, all campuses. I got to quit. I can't preach much longer than that. A long time. Some of the little kids like, I got a sermon for you. Let my people go. I have a couple questions for you. West Palm, Royal Palm, all our campuses here today. How many raise your hand? And I'm not asking you to agree with everything I said, but there were certain things that I said out of the Bible. You said, that makes sense. How many raise your hands and say, when you were preaching, I felt like my world was getting back to kind of feel good again. So here's what you got to do. If you ever stick your finger in like a light socket, you probably only do it one time. I did as a child. Not my finger, but I stuck a coat hanger in there because my brother told me to do it. I just did it. But I only did it one time. It hurt. I was homeschooled. I wouldn't say that about that, but my point was I was homeschooled, so the other kids would go to school. And I would be home, and I'd get my school done, and I'd ride my motorcycle. I had a Honda 70, and I was riding the motorcycle. I knew what time the girls come home. Every day. And so I wanted to show off for them. I'd been practicing all day while they were gone. And so I raised my hands like this, and I could ride. But you didn't want to look at them because you didn't want them to think that you were doing it for them. You just kind of look away. And then while they were gone, one day I thought, you know, I'm getting so impressive. I'm actually going to stand up on here and I can do it. And I was doing it great. And apparently they came home and I saw this about the time. And I must have hit a pebble or something. I don't know, because about 3 hours later, I woke up with my dad on a cold rag over my head. And he said, you've been unconscious, they say, for 4 hours. He said, what'd you do? I said, well, I don't remember exactly what I did. Then after a little bit of time, it started coming back to me. And then I'm just here to tell you, I was only like 9 years old when that happened. I ride motorcycles almost every day. And over 40 years later, I ain't never did that again. Well, raise your hand. I didn't like the way it felt. I never broke a bone, do I? Jumping out of airplanes, flying. You know, stupid stuff. Never broke my bone till I was just preaching it. Broke it with you guys. But I never want to do that again. So I'm just here to tell you, never go back to 2020 where they tell you, sit down, shut up, obey, do what I say right now. I'm telling you right. Don't go back. Say, you know what? I serve God. I'm on this side of the fence right now. Lock me up, stock me up. I don't know. I know you don't care about me. You just lock me up in a cold garage after I protect you. I'm here to tell you right now, you know who loves you? Jesus. You know who died for you? Jesus. You know who has your health care? Jesus. The government rests upon his shoulders. I know I'm yelling a lot. I gotta quit. Every head bowed and every eye closed, and you're watching around the world on Faith TV in Europe, BVOVN, on the app, on Facebook. I'm not a perfect man by any stretch of the imagination. I don't have it all figured out. But I do know that God led you here today to our physical brick and mortar locations and even online so you can know the truth and the truth will set you free. You've been hearing a lot of non-truth. Truth, the real truth, that Jesus loves you. And he'll never leave you or forsake you. Amen. That the righteousness of God is bigger than your sin. His grace is sufficient. His grace is made perfect in your weakness. Nobody looking around right now. As your pastor, I want to pray for you. Father, I pray for every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl. On Shiloh Road in West Palm Beach, Royal Palm Beach, on Royal Palm Beach Way, Ferguson, Earth City, Sunset Hills, every campus we've got, West Palm. Yeah, and I just thank you that you're moving in and out of every aisle, up and down every row, touching people in their heart. God, I ask you to touch them, strengthen them, reposition them, bless them, anoint them, repurpose them, prosper them, heal them, deliver them, free them, by the mighty, matchless name of Jesus. And I pray right now, stretch your hands toward me, all campuses. I pray for unusual favor, unusual opportunity, unusual benefits and blessing are coming your way. And I say we're going to turn off the news and turn off the world, and we're going to listen to podcasts, and we're going to do what God told us to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody said amen. Give the Lord a hand as you watch Tony's story. Check this out.
Hey, thanks again for joining the Faith Church podcast. For more inspirational content just like this, join us each and every week. And have you heard the bonus podcast from Pastor David? An information and revelation you can't hear anywhere else. That bonus podcast has moved to the Faith Church app. So all you have to do is go to your app store, download the faithchurch.com app, put it in your keyword. It'll come up, download it. It's a free app, and right there on the homepage, you will find the bonus podcast from Pastor David. I'm talking about digging into stuff, revelation that he won't talk about really anywhere else, only found on the bonus podcast. So check that out. Hey, leave a review. Go and invite somebody. Share the podcast today. But until next week, we'll see you right here on the Faith Church Podcast.